It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Delirious, absolutely deliriously happy.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to get one final segment of Your iPod Sucks.
Yay.
We're bringing Joe Artinger
Yay.
Back in here.
But
before we do that, winner alert! Winner alert!
It's Wednesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time.
Is that the new ding or the new ding?
I think that's the new ding is this.
Something wrong with that one.
And that's one, seriously. If the, you know, if Katie got an electrical shock before, when we hear that, she's going to get it again.
You wanted
sour.
It to decay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to open the envelope containing the winner of the Nintendo Wii and $500. For those of you that registered at MikeOmeraShow.com, let us open the envelope.
Do they need to be present to win?
A hell of an envelope.
Yes, they have to be in our parking lot. Congratulations.
To who?
I am very pleased to announce that Joshua Kaufman of Greenville, South Carolina, is the big winner in the Nintendo Wii
Congratulations, Josh.
Contest.
Joshua Gold.
Joshua Kaufman of Greenville, South Carolina, wins a Nintendo Wii and $500.
Shalom, y'all.
He is Wonderful. Certainly one of the happiest men in the Carolinas.
Thank you so much for registering, Joshua.
Good
now
job.
I will give the name to Beth Ann McBride. And Beth Ann's daughter is here for the holiday weekend. She's she's grown up to be quite a lovely young woman.
Yes, she has.
And she is still not speaking with your mother.
No.
I'd love to. You know what? We're going to have to hear about that when we come back
from
the break.
And where is your mom?
At home.
And what is she doing at home? Just sulking?
Resting.
My daughter said she's cleaning my bathroom.
Well, it's about time somebody did.
Good stuff. All right, let's get back.
Polishing the mirror.
To the iPod.
Oh,
Joe.
Oh, good night, everybody.
My God. Wow. That was a good one. I like that, Joe. Let's get back to our iPod game.
Yay.
Here's the music for it. Yeah. Wow. I love this. This is Joe's theme for the iPod Sucks game. Yes, sir. House band leader Joe Artinger, big finish.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, let's go to Robert in Charlottesville. Robert, you've been listening all afternoon. You know how we play the game, right?
Yes,
Robert.
I do.
We're going to play the selection, and then you guess who it is. All right, Rob, select the next iPod. Make sure it's not Judy Garland.
I just want to say something to our contestant.
Yes.
Good luck.
Good luck to ye.
Okay, here we
Thank
go.
You.
Here we go.
Good luck.
I'm excited about this. I'm trying to identify the Brit.
Oh, you should have it by now.
Yeah.
It's Mick, isn't it?
It's Jagger.
Your iPod sucks. Oh,
your iPod sucks. Katie has stopped. Your iPod
wow.
sucks.
Katie said
Katie, what is
How
the
come?
What is the issue?
I just wanted to stop.
She just wanted to stop it. That's good enough reason as any.
Sure
Robert,
is.
We'll give you a chance to guess whose iPod is that.
Robert?
The iPod. I say it belongs to Michael O'Mara.
Michael O'Mara, Rob, will you reveal whose iPod did you play that
Would
from?
A man of the cloth listen to that dirty, filthy music?
I think not.
If he's Catholic.
No, I believe that's Rob Spiewak's iPod.
Rob Spiewak! Oh. I'm terribly sorry. Thanks for playing the game,
mine.
Robert.
I thought it was Joe's.
Yeah, so that was sort of a curveball.
877-365-3636 if you want to play. Got time for a few more here. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Bob in Buzz's home state of Kansas. Bob, you ready to play the game?
You bet I am.
All right, here we go. The next iPod selection, Rob Spiewak.
Good luck. Come on, here we go.
Oh, man.
Your iPod sucks.
Rob jumps in with your iPod sucks.
I do not like Desperado.
Desperado, that's the Eagles version,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, and further, it was made worse when it was the guy's theme on Seinfeld. It made it all the more ridiculous.
Okay, Rob, that's a good point. Bob from Kansas, whose iPod did that come from?
I'm going to say Buzz.
Buzz Burbank is the guess. Rob, did it come from Buzz's iPod?
Give that man a prize. That's Buzz's Desperado.
Buzz, any defense? Mr. Spiewak attacked your iPod.
No defense needed. I liked the Western
songs. Today's my birthday, too.
Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You got it right. Happy birthday to you. And guess what? Oh, it's another winner alert. Yes, sir. You have won not a T-shirt. You've won $32.01. Yeah, don't spend it all in one place. I'll put you on hold. Congratulations, Bob.
That's to cover the tax.
And let's move on down to John, Rockville, Maryland. John, you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am.
All right, we're due for one that we all really get excited about, but it's all at random. He's playing the iPod Shuffles.
Are we ready?
Let's see what happens. Our next selection, please.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
I think I know this one.
Sure.
Why don't you turn it up a little bit? What's that?
The afterworld.
Thank you.
A world of never-ending happiness.
Yes.
You can always see the sun. Day or night.
Wow.
Tripping. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Dr. Everything will be all right.
No, keep playing it. Don't stop it, Rob. Don't stop it. I'm giving this person a T-shirt anyway.
You're breaking.
I love this song because you know what? We're going on vacation in a week. I want to talk it up. I want everybody to dance. Welcome to Raffles 2, the Gaithersburg Marriott Hotel. Don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses. Yes, grab somebody special you love, baby, because you know what time it is. It's time to go crazy. Yeah, baby. With me, baby. All right, my iPod sucks. Thank you very much.
I just don't like men shorter than me.
Oh, come on. You don't, are you a Prince fan at all, or did you just want to stop?
I am.
You just get bored with the whole thing, and so you want to. And I like that, too, when we just stop it at a certain point.
Move it
That's
along.
Let's Go Crazy by Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to give John a chance to guess whose iPod that is.
I'm going to go with Mike.
Mike, which we have a Mike Elston in here.
Yes.
Oh, no, Omera.
Oh. Okay, whose iPod is it, Rob?
You know, I have that on my iPod.
Really?
Yeah, but it was Mike's.
Oh, hey. Congratulations.
Winner.
You win a T-shirt. I'm going to put you on hold. Let's go on down the line.
A shirt of tea.
A shirt of tea in this business of show.
It's Wednesday.
Let's go to Phil, Herndon, Virginia. Phil, are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
All right. Oh, God, another one of those phones. Are you using Dick Morris's phone?
Do what?
Exactly. Yes, thanks so much for playing the game. Let's go. Let me see. That's John in Rockville. Put him on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Go back up to Larry. Hello, Larry. Larry, are you on the line?
Afternoon, fella.
All right, here we go, Larry. Let's play the game. Rob, our next selection, please.
I'll play it off this pod of I.
Your iPod sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
That is horrible.
I'm going to cry.
That is terrible. Yeah.
I think we all are.
Boy,
sucked the life right out of
it
you.
It did. I don't even know what it is. I didn't give it a chance, but
I
it just had that. You know what it is?
Sure.
Okay, Beth Ann is waiting.
It's sensitive to have such a caring song on their iPod.
Yeah, okay. Who would you like to guess, Larry?
I got to go with Buzz on that one.
Buzz Burbank. Rob, whose iPod is it?
It's Katie with BFF.
Oh,
Ben
I'm
terrible.
Ben Folds 5. Ew.
It's an excellent choice.
Oh, I like
Sorry.
Him.
Nice.
No, but the song after it is Kate and Fantastic.
Oh, it's a good song. Well, it doesn't always work that way. All right, let's move on
this
here.
This 5 of Ben Folds.
Let's go to Tim in Spokane. Tim, how are you?
Good. Love the show. Hi, guys. Hi, gals.
Thank you very much. We're playing Your iPod Sucks. Here's your next selection, and go, Rob Spiewak.
Somebody. Your iPod sucks.
Rob Spiewak has stopped the iPod. Rob, you didn't care for that song.
I don't like the psychedelic furs.
All right, Spokane. Tim, who are you going to guess? Whose iPod is it?
I'm going to have to go with Joe.
Joe Artinger. Whose iPod is it, Rob?
That's a winner. He wins a shirt of
tea. Wow.
That's
congratulations. Great. Wow. Hope you don't run out of T-shirts. We're getting a lot of winners. Way to go, Tim.
All right, thanks.
All right, nice job. Put you on hold. We'll go to Phil in Virginia right now.
Phil?
Phil,
Connor?
Phil, you ready to play the game? Got time for two more, and then we're going to go to Buzz Burbank here. Phil, listen to the next selection as your iPod sucks continues. Go ahead, Robbie.
Give me one sec. I'm sorry. Here we are.
Sucks. Oh, F you. Oops, I'm sorry. I wasn't playing poker very well.
What are you doing?
I'm just having fun. Phil, would you like to guess who's... Joe, what was your ridiculous criteria for stopping that short?
It's, you know, at its peak of polarity... It just was so overplayed on the radio.
Okay, overplayed on the radio. We've had that one before. Phil, would you like to guess whose iPod that is?
Let me think. Katie.
Katie is...
Well played.
Thanks. Katie is the guest. Rob, please reveal whose wonderful iPod that is.
MSPO. Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Yes. That's a ding for me and a buzz for you. Sorry, wrong guess. Time for one more on iPod sucks. Here we go. Let's go. Robbie select. Oh, wait, I got to pick another contestant here. I'm getting I wanted to hear that whole song. Mm-hmm. I got all caught up in that.
You want to put your headphones in?
You were DJ, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
All right, listen up, Rob. Another selection on your iPod sucks. Here we go.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word.
Your iPod sucks.
Okay, stop it.
I had no hesitation that time.
If that was a shuffle, I'll kiss his ass. I swear to God. He's rigging it. DJ, would you like to guess whose iPod is that? We're featuring John Wayne and his classic The Hyphen.
Good luck.
DJ, what's your guess?
Oh! I stopped the freaking thing.
He stopped it. That is Rob Spiewak Sipes. We're having fun with music.
Sure is.
One more, and then we'll get to Buzz Burbank. Let's go to Josh.
Josh!
Josh! Josh, you ready to play Your iPod Sucks?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Our final selection, and I'd love to do this again.
We must.
I don't recognize it so far. Kind of recognize the melody, but...
Mm-hmm. Give it a moment.
That sounds Garage Bandy to me.
Sure does.
Ain't no one stopping it, though.
Train kept the rolling. Your iPod sucks.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
That's the original... Garage Band, the Yardbirds.
But perhaps you've said too much.
Or has he?
All right, would you like to guess, Josh, whose iPod is that?
I'm going to guess Buzz's.
Wow.
Rob Spiewak, whose iPod is it?
Do you have trouble finding your way to work in the morning, sir?
Does your phone have big buttons?
Yeah, does your phone have big buttons? That is, of course, Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger. Terribly sorry. Thanks so much for playing the game. We appreciate it.
Dictionary defines is a symbol used to
divide a
compound word.
Your iPod sucks. I can't seem to stop it. Your iPod sucks.
I really have to say, after that, just turn that off, please. Really, what a wonderful, wonderful day it's been with the iPods. Thank you, Katie, for playing the game.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Joe Arger. Everybody did a nice job. Yeah, thanks, everybody, for calling in.
I hope we can play it again soon. Please.
I certainly hope we could do that, too. That would be a lot of fun. And, Rob, give me number four here. I need number four brought up a little bit.
Yes.
And now with our final look at the news, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Why, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
And after all of this, we find out it might not be the tomatoes. It could be... Attack of the killer vegetables that are served with tomatoes.
Oh, my God.
Health inspectors won't say which vegetables they're now checking, and they still think tomatoes are the prime suspect in making hundreds of Americans sick with salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting the FDA's food safety chief, tomatoes aren't off the hook. It's just that there's clearly a need to think beyond tomatoes.
Attack of the killer tomatoes.
He's working today, isn't he?
Sure is.
Of the killer tomatoes.
That's beautiful. I love that song. So now, after all this tomato crap, we find out that it could be any vegetable.
They think that it's one of the vegetables often served with tomatoes.
So make
your own list
at least
at home.
869 reported cases of diarrhea and fever in 36 states.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Thanks so much for that one.
What the hell was that?
I don't know where. He's going crazy
the
over
hyphen.
There. The hyphen. The hyphen has diarrhea.
Turns out the FDA skipped a step in its investigation and didn't look into why some people who ate the supposedly tainted tomatoes didn't get sick. So now the FDA is testing other vegetables. And although they are not naming any names, I'm going to say lettuce.
You know, I've also heard salsa might be an issue, that some of these people that got sick were eating salsa. Well, that's going to terrify everybody. Isn't that a more successful condiment than ketchup?
Yeah, but the other ingredients in there, I mean, only the tomato could be the suspect in salsa. And yeah, salsa.
Or the pepper?
Maybe.
The green pepper?
But
maybe.
Most salsa has to be pasteurized and heat sealed. That would kill the salmonella.
It's cooked, and the spices act as a preservative.
I don't know where I heard that, but I did, and I should have written
lettuce
it down.
Has been an issue in the past.
Yes, yeah. It has, and that's why, one of the reasons I think it's a suspect. Plus, if you think about the other vegetables that are often served with tomatoes, you get onions. Well, no, that doesn't seem very likely. I think lettuce is your prime suspect.
What about bacon?
What about turnips?
I love turnips.
You don't? Do you serve turnips with your tomatoes?
What about blueberries?
No. Blueberries, strawberries.
That's a fruit.
Boysenberries.
Perhaps the most delicate of all, the raspberry.
And of course, the raspberry, a very close relative of the blackberry.
And the boysenberry.
I said boysenberry.
I just wanted to say it again.
But I want to say I'm king of the breeze.
You are the king of the breeze.
This is really starting to piss me off because seems as though our whole food checking system, you know, the FDA is dropping the ball on this and things are lasting too long. You know, we had scares before. We've had ground beef scares.
A lot of spinach.
Previously, you would always go, bam, you'd know right where the source was. They shut the factory down, and now this is all over the place, and people are still. Are you still paranoid when you go to a Subway and you're looking at the tomatoes? I am. I always think for a second.
No, life goes on. I'm willing to take my chances. That which doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
When I go to Shoppers.
I forgot how brave you
are. I'll take extra tomatoes.
When I go to Shoppers, there's a sign up, and it's in Spanish, but I'm pretty sure it says their tomatoes are safe. So I'm okay.
Well, you know what I'm doing with my sandwiches now?
Wow.
I'm loading them up with jalapenos.
Yeah, I saw that. You took a bite of your sandwich today and it hurt your back.
The jalapenos going to kill the salmonellas.
Oh, that's salmonellas.
Salmonellas.
The family of that teenaged boy who was
an idiot.
Salmonellas.
Salmonellas.
Salmonella wafers.
Mm-hmm.
The family of that teenaged boy who was beheaded by the Batman roller coaster at Six Flags, Georgia, that family is thinking about suing Six Flags.
I can't imagine why.
Just thinking?
Their lawyer, just thinking about it now, they're kicking around the idea.
Sure.
Their lawyer says that even though Sean and his friend jumped 2 6-foot fences to enter a restricted area, the park may still be partly to blame. The lawyer says Six Flags should have known that kids break rules and should have made fences that were impossible to climb.
Okay, the background on this, because when you said it the other day, the first time you reported this story, they jump over 2 6-foot fences.
Right.
They're sneaking into the park so that they don't have to pay.
No, they had already been in the park. The thought now is that they'd gone out to the parking lot to get their lunch and that this was a shortcut they took back.
So they take a shortcut, and how does the kid get beheaded? Does he walk across like a part of the park that he's not supposed to be in?
Actually under the tracks.
Oh, he's under the tracks of the roller coaster.
Right.
And it came by and just whacked him.
Yeah, going under the tracks after he came over the fence and boom, the train came by.
Not a chance. I hate to say it. It's a tragedy, but you know, if you're in an unauthorized area, but do they have signs up that say it's unauthorized? That's what I'd be curious about.
I think in this litigious, crazy society we live in, I bet that Six Flags settles out of court for a lot of money.
Yeah, well, it's gonna hurt Dan Snyder.
And I bet the lawyer knows that. I'm sure they did have signs up. By the way, that lawyer they've retained says Six Flags knew the potential for danger.
Katie's facial expressions are killing me today. Katie just gives me this look. She's like, well. All right, can we have some tape on this?
The lawyer says Six Flags knew the potential for danger since a worker was killed in that same area 6 years ago.
There had been a previous death on this ride, and the fact that these fences were only 6 feet, I'm not completely convinced they're off the hook.
Well, and you know what the lawyer said after that?
What's that?
That means they can hardly read!
Luckily, the previous death was the Riddler, so it wasn't all that bad.
With the rising gas prices, car dealers didn't see a lot of customers last month.
Yeah, Mike, how have you been handling this?
No problem. Prices are coming down.
So you're still buying a car every Tuesday?
I'm doubling up.
You bought two.
I did. Indeed.
The amazing thing, what do you do with the cars when you're done with them?
I give them to CarMax. I just,
you just know, leave them
I
there?
I just leave them there at the CarMax. The other day, I only had, I think, 23 miles on my car.
Wow. No
and
kidding.
And, you know, I was going to keep
you live that close to a CarMax?
I was actually going to keep it over the weekend.
What
but
sure.
A bee flew in.
Oh, no.
You know it's all done after that.
Yeah, so
every
so
Tuesday,
long.
Mike buys a car.
Chrysler sales were down 36% compared to June of 2007. General Motors took the softest hit with business down 18%. Even Toyota took a hit, causing it to slip.
Oh!
Yes, there's some disappointment as they slipped behind GM again as America's number one car seller. Nissan took a hit as well.
Oh!
That's very sad.
Very sad. We will compete again.
And then we will go to see your auntie, okay?
Ford sales were down more than 28% last month, and SUV sales were down 55%.
Wow. My SUV is running great.
I love it when you talk about cars. That's men talk, don't you think?
I agree.
Yeah, that's manly.
I just want an excuse to play it.
Don't hurt me.
Yeah, you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Queen.
Thank you.
Two and a half queens.
Well, it turns out Jed Clampett may have had it backwards. You see, first you move to Beverly Hills, then you find oil. The head of one small oil company says the ground beneath Los Angeles is one of the world's most oil-rich locations.
Granny?
Especially under Jerry Lewis's house.
Under his sink.
Hey, hey, hey.
Keratonic alone. 4,000 barrels per cubic acre compared to the paltry 300 barrels an acre you might find in your average Middle Eastern soil.
Oh, wow.
Venico's Mike Edwards says with 13 times as much oil as the Middle East at its feet, Los Angeles simply needs more oil wells.
This is a wonderful windfall.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Drysdale.
Milburn Drysdale?
Milburn Drysdale. I'm president of the Beverly Hills Savings and Loan.
Commerce Bank of Beverly
Hills. Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills. I always get that one wrong. Miss Hathaway... Please get the drilling equipment and put the derrick in my backyard next to the swimming pool.
That's chief.
Thank you, chief.
Now, here's something I'll bet you didn't know. I'll bet you didn't know.
What?
That Los Angeles already has 3,400 working oil wells now, and most of them are just hidden.
I've actually seen some when I've been out in L.A. I've actually seen oil wells out there.
And there are many you won't see. For example, few people know about the oil well that is hidden behind a wall between Macy's and Bloomingdale's at the Beverly Hills Shopping Center.
Dude, let's go get some oil. We'll be rich. Rich and famous.
Did you know about that, Mr. Drysdale?
I had no idea that they put it right out near the mall. Miss Hathaway, get me a new pair of boxer shorts and also pick me up a quart or two while you're out there. Thank you.
For Starbucks, the cup is half empty. That's our story when we return.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.